tonight's lesson is dealing with the authority from the scriptures. And all that I personally have to say, I will say it in the beginning. And the rest of the lesson will be from the Word of God. And at the conclusion of God's Word, we will offer the invitation to those that are not members of the body of Christ. If there's any that need the prayers of the congregation, we would ask that you make them known at that time. But this lesson is coming strictly from God's Word. And when it comes to God's Word, we must do His will. And His will is that we are to do things by His authority. And in this lesson, we're going to let God's Word speak to us to show His authority. The world as we know it is run by the authority of God. There is nothing that we know or that we see does not work by the authority of God. Right now, we're breathing. God said we were to do that until it was time for us to die. Everything we see, the rain, the sun, it's by God's authority. He set it forth in motion a long time ago. I want to share with you some definitions that I found for authority. The power to enforce laws, exact obedience. One that is invested with this power. Power to assign to another, authorizing. An accepted source of expert information. A quotation or citation from such a source. Jurisdiction, grounds. On what authority do you make such claims? That is an example. A conclusive statement or decision that may be taken as a guide or precedent. Power to influence or persuade resulting from knowledge or experience. Confidence derived from the experience or practice. The sheet that you have of scriptures. I'm going to be reading those scriptures in order. And I'm not going to call out the names of the scripture. I will just be reading them. But I will be pausing from scripture to scripture so you can keep up with me. But before we begin, I want you to put on your thinking caps. And do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 18? He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. The question is, who gave him this power? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him nothing came into being that has come into being. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. For He was teaching them as one having authority and not as their scribes. They were amazed at His teaching. For He was teaching them as one having authority, not as the scribes. And they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tomb will hear his voice, and will come forth, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sin, he said to the paraplegic, I say to you, get up and pick up your stretcher and go home. Immediately he got up from them. He got up before them and picked up what he had been laying on, and went home glorifying God. They were all struck with astonishment and began glorifying God. And they were filled with fear, saying, we have seen remarkable things today. And Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me. He who sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my saying and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my saying has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at that last day. For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The word that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the name, all ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you. If they keep my words, they will keep yours also. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You heard that I said to you, I go away, and I will come to you if you love me. You would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you will believe. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they